Okay, we begin Simon Gimel. Hanhages Lebeis Hakise. Kishi Khanis Lebeis Hakise, Yoimar Hiskabdu Mechubadim Vchulu. V'achshav Leinahagu Ula Omri. So perhaps the reason why the Shulchan Aruch doesn't quote the entire statement is because of what he says, but nowadays it's not our custom to say this, but let's just understand. The Gemara says that when a person is about to enter the Beis HaKiseh to be excused, he should say, Hiskabdu mechubadim, you honorable ones, you should remain honorable. Kedeshim and Misharisi Elyin, Shamruni, Shamruni, Azaruni, Azruni, you should watch over me, you should help me. Hamtinuli, wait for me, Adshi Kaneis Eitse, while I enter. And when I exit, Shekin Darkin Shol B'nei Adam, because this is the way of man, meaning I need to be excused, what can I do? And please wait for me. So, just to explain a little bit what the nature of this Nesach is, the Prisha says over here, Pirish, Atem Malachi Elyein Hamechubadim, you honorable Malachim, Hiskamdu Kolema, Al Tigru'u Bichvoidchem Likanes Imi Lebeis HaKiseh. You know, don't defile yourself, don't lower yourself to come inside the Beis HaKiseh with me. Even though Hashem commanded you to be malave me, ani meichel lechem, I am meichel you, ach shamruni, nevertheless you should watch over me, mikol makim shle yazikoli mazikim hashchichim b'makam atzim, nevertheless you should at least watch over me that I shouldn't be injured when I am in this Makam Atzinefis. And the Kofel Lema Shamruni, why does it say Shamruni, Shamruni? If he should be case, Gamken, she yishmu oisai acha, she yetzi mi beis hakiseh. He's also asking that for safety and to be watched and guarded when he leaves the beis hakiseh, shle yivku bay shum pegara, that nothing bad should happen to me. So the Brisha behutzuch levachish mem zeh koidim she nichnas. He needs to make this request before he enters. Lefi she'achakach leyu yadav tohores, so his hands will not be clean. He won't be able to put in his tefillah. V'chein azaruni azaruni who gamken al derech zeh. It's a similar thing. Azaruni basis tzrochai, meaning help me, kind of relieve myself. Is really what the bracha of the bakasha of azaruni azaruni basis tzrochai. I mean, help me. Shli obeli v'hezek. That my body should work the way it's supposed to work. Because one needs help for this. So that is the way the Prisha explains what this bracha is, what this bakasha is, that a person says to these malachim before he enters the Beis HaKiseh. And the Shulchan Aruch says nowadays it's not our minute to say so. So the Darkei Moshe quotes the Abu Dram, who quotes earlier sources, who says she'ein lemer ze ela yirei shamayim v'chassid shashchina shruya alav aval inish achrina leimishim demichzik yura. Meaning, yes, the fact that the Gemara seems to say it, and it's interesting because if you look at the Gemara doesn't say this is what a tzaddik says, this is what a chassid says. The Gemara just says this is what a person says when he goes to be excused. Not necessarily mashma, that it's only referring to someone who's big tzaddik. But nevertheless, the Rishonim understood. And when I say the Rishonim, it's interesting, because the Tur, when he quotes this, he says, he just quotes the Gemara the way it is. He doesn't say, achshav le'nagu lema. So, you know, it's, the Tur clearly held that it is something which is negla dina, but the Abu Dram, who was a late Rishon, he quotes sources who say, nowadays we don't say it because it's Michsik Yura, because, you know, the Malachim are not being malagos anyway. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Ba'achshav, ki ein anu murzakim liyirei shemayim shemalachim malavim oisana. We don't treat ourselves like we are yirei shemayim ad kedei kach, that the Malachim accompany us. Shenevakshem shiyamtino aleinu ad sheneitzei, and that we should ask them to wait for us until we go out. If you take a look at the Shari Tshuva over here, where you see the asterisk, he says, V'achshav le'nagu, I'm the mafzik brachi, he quotes the Chida, B'shem Sefer Matzis Shemurim Shemazil Omroi. He says, you aren't supposed to say this. The Chayin Marama Paprash, Tosef Sha'arizal, Chidish La'im Regam Afsha. The Arizal says you should. Ubizei Yinatso Shliyahar Her B'divri Terah V'Veisak Yisei. And that's also part of the Shamruni, Azruni, meaning it's very difficult for me not to think and learning when I go. That's why you should, you know, if you have, that's why it's good to have another book in the bathroom. This way, you know, you read something else, it takes your mind off it. Right? He says, maybe it's only for individuals, who it's so difficult for them when they enter the bathroom not to think and learning. So maybe that's who he's coming from. It's also interesting, just to be medayik from this Gemara, we know there is a big diun, the Maral, the Gra, and others, and they speak about Ein lanu esek im ha-malachim. We don't have to ask, you know, the bakashas from malachim. We don't need to ask for assistance. Help me. And there were some who said, we don't say bachuni l'shalom on Friday night. I need to ask a malach to bench me. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the rest. Ein lanu esek im ha-malachim. But here the Gemara, the Lashna is that you turn to the malachim. You see, Shamruni, Shamruni, Azaruni, Azaruni, help me. And watch over me, and so on. They, you know, according to this, that we're saying that the Abu Dram is quoting sources who said that nowadays we don't treat ourselves that we're so choshev that the malachim accompany us. So then maybe a person shouldn't say shalom aleichem either. You know, I mean, maishna. So he quotes over here from the Ben Ish Chai, who says that that's different. Why? Shemalachim elu boyim lechved mitzvahs kiddush, v'lo lechved ha'adam. Okay, they're coming because you're about to do a mitzvah. Masha ein kein malachim aboyim lechved ha'adam. Well, the shame, right? There, we're not machzik ourselves like great tzaddikim. So he's a quote. Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld says, well, okay, he says the malachim are accompanying me on Friday night. So maybe if I stop by in the bathroom on the way home from shul, maybe I should say this. You know, because okay, the malachim are here with me, so maybe I should say it. He says, even so, you don't need to say it. And again, based on this, there is this discussion. They say that some say they didn't say shalom aleichem Friday night for the same reason. I'm sorry.
He didn't say
shalom aleichem,
but not say
shalom aleichem. He says over here. He brings it from the sefer minhagi baal chasam sefer perakei. The chasam sefer loy nahag lemer. Balel Shabbos Estapiut Shalom Aleichem Malach Hasharis Mishim Shekviim Ein Malachim Alav Meisanu. But he quotes over there from his Talmud, the Maram Shik, who says, I watched him and he said it quietly under his breath. You know, so he did say it, but he didn't want to be machzik himself. But there are those who say, don't say tzeis chem l'shalom, and they say, Adarabba, why do we want the malachim to leave? You know, let them stay and let them enjoy. And you know, some of the chassidish rishonim say the reason why we say that for tzeis chem l'shalom is because we're involving ourselves in something which only human beings can do. We can eat. And we can be Mala Kedusha through something which is Gashmis. This has got nothing to do with Malachim, and therefore we say now is the time for you to depart. Okay?
I had a very simple couple. The Shalom Aleichem was for the Shabbastik Malachim, and the space time Shalom was the Vokadik.
Right, yeah. Yeah. Okay, Beis. Yehit Sanua Beis Akisei. A person should be modest in the Beis Akisei. Vali Galat Me Achiyesha. One should not reveal oneself until one sits down. So, bearing in mind the clothing which was worn way back when in the times of Chazal, so they were wearing a robe. So, it's possible for a person to sit down and then just kind of lift the robe up. And therefore, he says, "Lo yigala atzmei ad sheyeshev." And the basic klal is going to be reveal that which is necessary, that which you have to do to avoid doing less. So we've got different types of clothing nowadays, so we can't necessarily sit down and then take trousers off and so on. That's going to be more tricky to do logistically. But the point is, Yitzanuba basically, Yisrael Yigala Atzmi Adishiyeshiv, until you sit down. You might ask, are we said before in Simin Beis, the Mishnah Berurah and Sifrot and Aleph said, then a Beis HaMechatz, you're allowed to walk around naked. And the Mishnah said, because that's a place where people are arumim. So why bechlal the kpeda of Yitzanuba Beis HaKisei, if it's also a place where people are without clothing or limited clothing. So the answer l'chari is like your medayik. The Mishnah Berurah said, "V'chein bebeis hamerchat shadarkim shalpani adam leilach sham arumim v'ief shor binyan acher." And it's impossible to avoid. Okay, so in other words, that's the cloud. Whatever you need to do, you can do. Whatever you don't need to do, you should be careful. Hagah says the Ramah, "V'yelchu shnei anoshim biyachad." It's a lack of tznius for two men to go at the same time. Gam le'yidaber sham, even if they're not literally one seeing the other one, but they shouldn't be speaking with each other. V'yizgadelas ba'adoy mishum tznius, and when one is in the bathroom, one should close the door because of tznius. If you take a look, we'll just go a little bit out of order. If you look at the Bir Halacha, the last few words on this page, Yitzanuayim b'brachas namach beis, Amad Alfam and Amad beis, the Mafrit Yagamar b'midas hatznias. Just good to know, ubismak moined tznias lemitzvah diraisa. The smack is moined tznias, it's mitzvah in Zion, and the pasuk of Ahayimach and Echakadosh. And he says that it's a mitzvah sasei diraisa, the concept of tznias. And he says it's in all places, in Beis Hakisei and with Tashmish. And he says there's lashon is the gam b'chol davar tzorich liyos b'tznius v'lo b'pritzus. Tznius is a concept. It's a way of life. Al Kopanim says the smack that that tznius is a diraisa. It's very interesting in this Bir Halacha. You know, people when you're let's say doing a building project. And you're asking for people to donate for the Aron Kodesh. People give for the Aron Kodesh, and the certain things people give. Who would like to sponsor the bathrooms? Who would like to sponsor the toilets? So, you know, not necessarily do all the hands go up. Just we'll look at a little bit of this. Very interesting. He says, "Risi beis and makay mishum is atzlin bebnias beis akisel ravam." I see there are certain places where there's somewhat lax when it comes to building public toilets. Vayesh on yedeis a kamen mechshelim. There's all different types of pitfalls and stumbling blocks. Shemavad shechaser ayideis emidis atznias, because people are forced to excuse themselves publicly and it's a lack of tznias. Oyd boin ayideis lekama kulim. Number one, kama meyers brachas v'shemis hakdeishim miskar mechaleis levatala ayideis dehalay yedua mashnifsek lekaman demeini yachal lamed al atzmi shir shav chemish filaset teiva. So that the person doesn't have a toilet and he thinks, okay, I've nowhere to relieve myself. I'll have to wait till I go home. And he might end up davening, and if you're not able to hold yourself back, meaning if you feel like you mamish have to go, then it's considered to be a tefillah, which is a tayeva. So therefore the brachas which you've said are not proper brachas, and that's a problem of Shem Hashem Lekech Lashom. But if a person has a bathroom, a toilet, which is available, he will go, he will not be laxed from going. Mashen Gishen Besakis, if it's a lachlet tfilov, Leilach Lebes, I need to go all the way home. The Vadi is Atzal Bezeviat Atzma ad Achra tfilov, and say if he's a normal person, the Filo Imu Ben Teira, and he realizes the importance of davening with a gufnaki, Filo Imu Ben Teira, Shaloyis Atzal Atzme Leilach Lechapis, Ezemachem Leilach Lebes Avorza, he will go home, nevertheless, in the interim, Akoponem Yeish Al Yedeze Betel Tfilov Betzibor. Meaning he's going to have to schlep all the way home, he's going to miss tefillah b'tzibur. If there'd be a toilet, you know, close by, then he wouldn't have to. There'd be a problem of bittul Torah. You know, there's all different types of things. And therefore he says at the bottom, al kein mitzvah rabah l'sayeh b'zeh kedei l'hasem echshelas ha'elim Yisrael v'yizkru eshmei yizbrach b'kedusha. So a person has an opportunity to donate for the fund to build a new toilet. So remember the Be'er Halacha and Siman Gimel. It's a chashuv thing. Okay, says the Mishnah Berurah. So we said a person should he should be tzenu b'vesakis if he gal atzme ad sheyeshev wadin shle yakum kishum agula. Also, don't stand up when you've revealed parts of your body. We said v'leyel chushnei anashim ve'im mefached, if the person is scared, because as we know the batei kisei in the times of Chazal were out in the fields and there wasn't necessarily such a safe place. There they speak about potential, you know, shadim and all different types of dvarim tmeim. So a person can put their hand on their head through a window. But it is considered to be wholly inappropriate for one person to see the other person when they're actually relieving themselves. and so on. Ugl gamar misifches. Velikanes shom lahediyah, but for another man to go actually into the toilet with the other man. Aser afilo mishte. That's the gemara. The gemara says about one of the Amoraim, him and his wife, that one would put their hand on one's head, and it's the gemara proves now that even with one's wife, it's considered to be inappropriate. Achim katan shin bidas, which they say means that he's not able to speak properly. Mutzli kanes, that he quotes from the Malbim in Arts Sechaim. So we said, lo yedav resham, one should not speak there. One should not speak there. So why should one not speak there? Why should one not speak there? So he quotes over here in the footnotes in 3, he quotes from the Sefer Haredim, who says, Shehu mishum sakana shol shedim hametzuyim sham. Again, because of the shedim which frequent it. He quotes from the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, who says, it's just a lack of tznias to be schmoozing in the bathroom.
Nafkamina.
You're
not allowed to go there with anybody.
No, in the adjacent toilets, in the adjacent cubicle. The nafkamina will be, possibly nowadays, when we don't assume that we have shedim in our bate kisei nowadays. It was only in former times when it was out in the field and in the ruins and so on. So it's not the reason of shedim hametzuyim. You're not going to be ma'orer any shedim nowadays in our toilets, but inside the second reason of tznias, then that reason would still apply. It's considered to be a lack of tznias. There is, it's important to mention, a diun in the poskim, Chazon Ish, the Rav Moshe, and others. They speak about bichlal. Do we view the modern day toilet like the Beis HaKisei of Chazal, and you're required to tilas yadayim if you go in and out, and all these types of things? So the Gemara says in Brachas, the Gemara speaks about, you know, it's kind of getting up to Inyan of the Yema, the Parsim, about Paras. We find in a few places, actually quite interesting in Chazal, that we find that the Parsim were tsanua in several of their Hanhagas. The Gemara praises, Chazal praised the Tzniyas of Achashverosh in reference to, it says, the Pasuk says, Uba Erev Hiba. That the women would come in the evening. Achashverosh was not Meshamish Mitasa B'yoyim. There was a certain tznias. There's other areas of tznias which you find about the Parsiyam, which is quite interesting. Al Kapanim, it says that the Beis HaKisei of the Parsiyam, there was, you know, they would dig a hole, but it was dug on a slant, or it was a vertical drop, so that the tzaya would just go straight down. And it wouldn't kind of be there. There was some pit at the bottom. It would kind of go out somewhere, and it didn't have the din of a regular Beis HaKisei, insofar as let's say it would immediately kind of leave it. So they say, well, maybe nowadays our Beis HaKisei is also, you flush the toilet, off it goes. Or do you say, but until you flush, it's there, and therefore it's there, you know, for however long the chapter is, whatever long a person is there for, and therefore it's there for a certain amount of time, and therefore maybe one has to be more machmir. So there is a discussion. And there's a further discussion as to, well, maybe there's another mitigating factor in our toilets nowadays, or our bathrooms, if there's a sink, and if there's a shower, and a bathtub, and so on. So it's not just a place which is miyuchad just for relieving oneself, there's other things there, and therefore maybe that also kind of detracts from the potential tumah, and so on. Al-Koponim, we said, Le'idaber, now the imhu letzech gadol, there's a great need to speak, efshe demotel daber, could be that it is permitted to do so, could be it's permitted to do so if you need to speak, kol zman she'ein nifna adayin, so while a person is defecating, one is not allowed to speak, even if it's a tzirach gadol. So I looked around and couldn't see anyone who said exactly why. I mean, is it bal tishaktu? Is it just an even more level of tznias? You know, I mean, it obviously makes sense, but exactly is the point, because it's a bal tishaktu, is it a further tznias? But they all say even a tzirach gadol, it is a problem. They also say that there is a mila not to speak in Lashon HaKodesh in the Beis HaKisei, and the same would apply to a mikvah. they quote a Sefer Hasidim who says there's a midas chasidus not to speak in Lashon HaKodesh in the Beis HaMerchatz, the Beis HaKisei, and so on. So, yeah, that is something to bear in mind.
It's difficult for women, they're going to make a profit.
I'm sorry?
It's difficult for women, they're going to make a profit.
Yeah, so as far as that, I mean, I guess that is a different shayla. I mean, you know, as to which types of places can you, well, we'll see later on, the Gemara in Brachos speaks about, you know, different areas, places where everyone is a room in, places where some people are naked, some people are not, and so on. In a haram is sometimes here is mutter, sometimes you can keep your tefillin on, but you can't put it on. You can keep it on, you have to take it off. Yeah, we'll have to see about that later. If it's impossible to close the door or lock the door and someone else is trying to get in, so you should grunt, you should make some type of a noise and avoid speaking. But if women go to a public Beis HaKiseh and there was no gents and ladies, it was just a public toilet and anyone would use it, so it was out in the fields or it was in a courtyard, there, and the women should chat with each other, so there, in order to prevent the Issa Yichud, so then they said the women should speak, it is mashma that they could even go together in pairs, but the Mefarshim say taka, that in a place where there's no concern that a man will enter, like nowadays if we have a ladies' restroom, so then in a chanami, there's no women should not be speaking for these two reasons that we mentioned, either because of shadim or because it's a lack of tzvias and so. Okay, Gimel. Im ritze lomashmeish v'piatabas p'tzor v'kisim v'tich mekavov. If a person is constipated, and Chazal were very concerned about constipation, that this could be potentially harmful for a person, and therefore they need to open up their orifice, and they need to do so with a tzrar, with a rock, or with a chip. Lifteh nakavav yamashmish kridim sheyeshev. You should do so before you sit down. Well, yamashmish ach sheyeshev is supposed to after you sit. The Gemara says this is more a concern about kishuf, and the Gemara says if a person succumbs to this and the only ones that are sitting down do they use a tzrar, so then the lashon of the Gemara is even if a person is in a aspamya, they like in different medinas, like the kishuf is so strong they open themselves up to potential kishuf by doing so. What's interesting to note, we know that the Rambam never quotes things to do with Shadim and Kishuf and any metaphysical things for various reasons. That's the why he doesn't do that. But it's just interesting to note that we have a Shulchan Aruch, Simen Gimel, Shekashal Kshafim. The Shulchan Aruch does not go like the Rambam in this respect. And he says it is something which is kashal kshavim. Again, I don't understand this idea why when you sit down as opposed to when you stand up. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Lamash Mishnah Eniach Lipanes. This is in a situation where you're not able to relieve yourself. Also, another Eitzah which is given in Chazal. Yelech Arba Ames. Walk for Ames. Yeshev, sit down. Yamid, and then stand up. Yeshev, and sit down. So do these types of exercises. Ad Shipane. Oh yes, don't think about other things and focus on what you need to do. And also, a person should not excuse themselves standing up. That is taken from the Sifri. Okay, let's see. Dalad. A person should not reveal himself only from the back. Again, so this is a person is wearing a robe, so do you need to lift up both sides of the robe, maybe just, you know, the back of the robe, the front of the robe? Lo yigal atzvikim emile acharav tefach, one tefach from the back, umil fanav tzvachayim, and two from the front. Now we're speaking here in a case where a person needs to have a bowel movement specifically, and here we're saying nevertheless a man should reveal himself both in the back and in the front. The isha macharei tefach umil fanei leiklam. A woman only should reveal the back side of her gown. Says the Mishnah Berurah, tefach ulayyeis mishum tznias. Again, one should do whatever one needs to do because it's tznias. Umilfanav tfachayim, why? So because of the pressure, he might end up being matzal meraglayim also. You need a larger area, mishum kiluach meraglayim, and he tells him merachik in order to facilitate the meraglayim to go out in the distance. One tefach is sufficient. Many disagree, and they say two tefachim is permitted. A person should be very careful not to sully their clothing or their body. That is something which the Arizal and others say a person should be very careful. There are places we'll see later on about where they speak about the merit, the mila of using mayim to clean yourself, so you're able to clean yourself properly. Unfortunately, people can sometimes get a little bit nervous about this, or very nervous about it, a little bit OCD about this. But there is this concept of being careful to make sure you stay clean. The Ben Ish Chai writes and says, basically, you know, you can reveal yourself if you hamakim vatzerech raki shadal lemayit kama she'efsha. So again, it depends on what type of clothing you're wearing. Are you wearing a robe? Are you wearing trousers? Wearing this or that? The point is, a person should try and reveal themselves as little as possible to be mindful of the halachas of tznis. Okay.